In the criminal justice system, the people are represented by two separate yet equally important groups: the police, who investigate crime, and the Crown prosecutors, who prosecute the offenders. These are their stories.
St Anne's Estate, Clapham, SW4, Wednesday, 6th of March. Day.
She shouldn't be texting you in the first place.
And you shouldn't be checking my phone.
How else am I supposed to know what you're up to?
I'm not up to anything.
Well, if you're not up to anything, then you shouldn't be texting her.
Jen, this is ridiculous.
I want you to delete her number.
What?
You heard.
He shakes his head and walks.
Don't walk away from me. Rob!
He spots something.
Jen, stay where you are.
Don't tell me what to do.
A young man slumped on the ground.
Oh my God.
The police are there.
Grazes on the back of his hands, a nasty cut on his lip. Also, he's received a blow to the head, which could be the cause of death.
You got time, Joy?
Yeah, I'd say sometime in the last hour.
Really?
Yeah, Richard Peters.
Right. Thanks, love. Richard Peters.
So, nothing at all?
We didn't see anyone. It's pretty quiet around here anyway.
All right. Well, one of our officers is going to take a statement from you both.
You can wait in the flat. It's any easier. Yeah?
Thanks.
All right.
The young couple go.
Gov?
Yeah.
We found an empty pram.
Ronnie and Sam head for a front door.
And Richard Peters lives here?
Yes, Gov.
Sam picks up a baby bottle.
It's still warm.
Well, let's hope the baby is.
Sam looks up at Ronnie anxiously. Law, craggy-faced Bradley Walsh as DS Ronnie Brooks. Ruggedly handsome Paul Nichols as DS Sam Casey. Brawny Patterson Joseph as DI Wes Layton. Order, suave Dominic Rowan as SCP Jacob Thorne. Attractive Georgia Taylor as CP Kate Barker. And distinguished Peter Davison as CPS Henry Sharp. Law and Order, UK. This episode is called Dependent. Ronnie and Sam are with a 30-something man, Gareth, in an interview room.
Why aren't you out looking for Leo?
Well, like I've already said, Mr. Wilkes, we have officers searching for your son right now, but they will have a much better chance if you give us as much information as possible. Okay?
Gareth's watery eyes rove.
Rick was the nicest guy he could meet. Why would anyone... Oh, God. Leo, what if they've heard him?
What time did Mr. Peters leave this morning?
Just after 8. It was their little routine. Go out, have breakfast at the cafe, get the papers, come back. Rick worked from home most days, so he used to say it was his walk to the office.
And how long's Leo been with you?
We fostered him when he was 4 months old and applied to adopt.
Oh, what about Leo's biological mother?
She was a drug addict. Most people wouldn't want to adopt a baby with problems, but... we loved him from the first time we saw him.
And do you have a recent photograph?
He digs around in his jacket pocket.
You have to find my son. He needs medication twice a day. If he doesn't get it...
What sort of medication, Mr. Wilkes?
For seizures. He has epilepsy.
In the main office.
Gov, have a look at this. Now, this van leaves the flats around about the same time that Richard Peters was murdered.
Have we got any footage from inside the gate?
No, there's only CCTV on the main entrance.
We've done checks on the van. It belongs to a Dean Carter who's got previous for assault and theft.
Stop.
Yeah, but murder and kidnap is it's a whole different league.
Well, this assault, Dean Carter was jointly charged with Carl Simpson.
Yeah, CID picked him up a couple of months ago for a... possession of indecent child images.
Exactly. Maybe he and Dean Carter had a shared interest.
I want all patrol teams out looking for that van. No high-speed chases in case he has got Leo.
Uniform have spotted the van at Borough Market. It looks like it's stopping.
Good. Have you let Sam know?
Well, no need to. He's north side of the river with his team, just in case the guy makes a break for it across the bridge.
Get him with me.
Oh, right. You going to drive?
Yes, I'm going to drive.
Wes and Ronnie get into a black car. Borough Market, SE1, Wednesday, 6th of March.
All units in position?
In position. Confirmed in position.
Ready?
Yeah, let's go.
All units, go, go, go!
Ronnie and Wes jump out of their parked car. Squad cars with flashing blue lights hair up the street and pull up beside a grey van. The van driver gets out.
Move away from the vehicle!
What's that? What's it all about? What's it about? Calm down.
Calm down about what?
Can you open the van, please, sir?
Why?
Just open the van, please.
Well, you got a warrant?
No, I got a missing kid. I don't need a warrant.
You tell me, pal. That looked like a missing kid to you?
Great.
The driver's interviewed.
I told you, I don't know nothing about a missing kid.
Yeah, well, how come your van was seen coming out of some flats moments after a man was murdered and the child was abducted?
Well, good news, Dean. Your friend, Mr. Turner, has indeed confirmed that you were there to visit him at the flats.
There we go, told you that already.
But he's also told us that you were offloading some stolen goods. Hardly something to be smug about, is it? Anyway, we'll deal with that later on. I need you to try and remember if you saw anyone suspicious at the flats whilst you were there.
Yeah, right. So why should I help you lot?
Well, no reason at all, but you should try and help the man who's going out of his mind because his seriously ill son is missing. What do you think?
Wiry Dean shakes his head.
I'll tell you what. You do me a deal with what you got me on, I'll tell you what I know.
Not a good day to barter with me, Dean.
What can I tell you? There's a bloke and a bird standing outside on the street. They were there when I drove in. They were still there when I drove out.
You sure it was the same couple?
Oh, trust me, pal. You notice people hanging about in my line of work. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, I know what you mean, pal. Give us a description, please.
All right. She was white, he was black. Both in their late 20s.
Did you see them enter their flats?
No. That it? I'll go now.
Of course you can. As soon as I've charged you.
Dean hangs his head. In the main office...
Well, the amount of time we wasted on Dean Carter.
Gov, come and have a look at this.
What?
Bin lorry followed by white female, black male. Now, if they live in the flats, why didn't they use the pedestrian gate?
Because you need a pass key.
Precisely. And if they're visiting, why aren't they buzzing for entry?
Do we see them leave?
No, because there's no CCTV cameras over the exit gate. I mean, they could have used them, but we haven't seen them.
All right. See if Gareth Wilkes recognises them. Good work there.
With Gareth.
That's Ruth Pendle. I've never seen him before, but that's definitely Ruth, Leo's mum.
You're absolutely certain?
Yes. Does this mean you know where he is?
Not yet, no. Had Ruth been in touch with either you or Richard recently?
No. The last time we saw her, Leo was still in our foster care. As soon as we adopted, we cut contact.
Any idea where we might find Ruth?
You could try her mum.
I haven't heard from Ruth since she left the rehabilitation centre 3 months ago.
Now, how long was she in there for?
On and off since Leo was taken into care. I paid for her to go into the best place, get the best help, but she couldn't stay clean.
Well, that couldn't have been easy for you.
Ruth idolised her dad. He was something of a genius. They spent hours poring over books together. But then he had an affair with someone not much older than her. She started failing her exams, which was unheard of. I found out too late that someone at college gave her cocaine to help her stay awake. Guess it was funny seeing the clever girl go off the rails.
And before she knew it, she was hooked, yeah?
Suddenly she thought she had friends. I should have spotted it, but I didn't. Not until she told me she was pregnant.
Do you know if she was on drugs while she was pregnant?
She progressed to heroin by then. When my grandson was born, he had to be weaned off it.
Did she tell you the name of the father?
She refused to.
So you've no idea where she is now?
Try her roommate from the rehabilitation centre. They were inseparable.
Home of Lisa Longwood, Stockwell SW8, Wednesday 6th of March. With a uniformed cop, Ronnie knocks on the low-rent apartment door, then bends to look through the letterbox.
Come on, love, open up. I know you're in there, I can see you moving about.
The front door opens.
Lisa Longwood?
Might be.
I'll take that as a yes.
What the hell do you think you're doing?
Ruth Pendle.
Who?
Ruth Pendle. You shared a room with her in rehab, right?
Don't know what you're on about.
Really? I got a missing boy, love. I ain't got time for games. Where's Ruth Pendle?
A blonde steps out behind Lisa.
I'm Ruth. What do you mean a little boy's missing? Is it Leah? I should be looking for my son.
Well, we were hoping you could tell us where he is.
Why would I know? Social services took him away from me.
Really? Why were you at the flats this morning where Richard Peters was killed?
Pardon?
That is you, isn't it?
No.
No? No. So it's just a coincidence, is it? That someone looking like you, well, exactly like you, is outside Mr. Peters' flat this morning. Mr. Peters being the man who adopted your son. Come on, Ruth. You're not stupid. I mean, you must have known we'd make the connection. Is that the boy's father?
It isn't me.
Right, you know what? We don't have time for this, Ruth. This little young lady. Leo is in danger. He needs medication twice a day. You understand?
He suffers from seizures. Maybe because his mother fed him on a diet of heroin when she was pregnant. He needs tablets to stop them from happening.
You're lying.
Why would we do that?
To get me to tell you where he is.
Ronnie nods.
So you do know.
Right. We found this in your bag when you came to the station. Business card for a solicitor. Why were you seeing him?
None of your business.
Well, if you won't tell us, we'll ask him.
He's not allowed to disclose anything.
I know that, but those rules tend to get forgotten, don't they? Not a child's life's at stake.
Office of Aaron Walker, Chancery Lane, WC2.
I assume I don't need to remind you about legal privilege.
And I assume I don't need to remind you, Mr. Walker, that withholding any information that results in the death of a child would not be the best publicity for your firm. Don't you agree?
I don't appreciate being pressured.
I'm sure you don't. So, now we've got the formalities out of the way, what were you seeing Ruth Pendle about?
She was seeking advice on how to overturn the adoption.
Really? Well, I thought that was impossible.
It is for Ruth, but not for the father.
But he's not on the birth certificate.
Which means he was never consulted when the baby was given up for adoption. Therefore, he can contest it. I did tell Ruth it's still highly unlikely she'll...
Right. Do you know the father's name?
Yes.
Mr. Walker, I understand you'd like to protect your client's confidentiality, but... We think Leo's been taken by his dad, so a name, please.
This puts me in a very awkward position.
Well, I appreciate that, but you're our only hope of finding Leo, and quickly. So, a name, please.
Grey-haired Aaron consults a file.
Neil Jenkins, and no, I don't have a contact address.
Thank you for your time.
I haven't seen him since I became pregnant.
So, this isn't Neil Jenkins in the picture with you, no? No?
Ruth stares at the CCTV photo.
There are 126 Neil Jenkins listed in London. Do you know how long it's going to take to go through them? Every minute we waste puts your child's life at risk.
If I tell you where Leo is, social services will make sure I never see him again. I know you all think I'm a waste of space, drug addict, but I'm clean. You know why I did that? For Leo. Because he's the only thing my life worth living for.
Ronnie proffers some documents.
What are these?
These are web forums of parents who have children with epilepsy. This little boy, for instance, had a major seizure. Now he can't even hold his own head up.
But Leo seemed fine. I'm his mum. I'd be able to tell if something was wrong.
Well, the reason he seemed fine, though, Ruth, when you saw him, is because his adoptive parents are giving him his regular medication. But he isn't with them right now, is he?
It's not going to hurt if he misses a few doses, is it?
That's exactly what this mother thought. She took her 18-month-old daughter off medication without talking to a doctor first. 2 days later, she had a fit. And now they're worried that she can't see out of one eye. Look.
Pale-skinned Ruth's lips waver.
Leo's going to be 2 next month. I missed his first birthday and I swore I wouldn't miss any more. Not again. I just want to be with him.
I understand that, totally. You want to help your son, don't you?
Of course I do.
Well then, tell us where he is.
Teary-eyed, Ruth stares levelly at Ronnie.
You promise to look after him?
I promise.
Tell him that his mummy loves him.
Ronnie nods.
He's with his dad, 36 Garston Court.
Thank you very much. You've done the right thing.
Ronnie knocks on Neil Jenkins' front door, backed up by armoured cops.
Mr. Jenkins! Open the door, please! Mr. Jenkins! No, go on, lads.
The cops break down the front door. They flood inside. Sam goes next.
Anything?
Let's get it!
Go!
Yep.
A man with a little boy's been spotted on the roof.
All right, well, listen, get after him then, quick as you can. Come on, lads, quick as you can.
They hurry along the walkway. They find 20-something Neil with Leo on the six-story roof.
Take it easy, that's it. All right, thank you.
Ronnie carefully approaches.
Hey, Neil. Come on. It's chilly up here, isn't it? How you doing?
You're not taking my son away from me, okay?
No.
So you can just all leave us alone?
He's not a well lad, you know that, Neil, don't you?
What do you mean?
He has epilepsy. He needs regular medication.
No, Ruth would have told me about something like that.
Well, she didn't know either. She didn't know.
But he's fine. We've been singing songs earlier. Hey, little man, weren't we? Hey, were we singing songs, were we?
You're a good boy. Neil, if you care about baby Leo, and I know you do, you'll let us do what we have to.
I'm his dad, and he doesn't even know who I am.
Let me take care of him, just for a minute, eh?
No.
Come on. You want him to be happy, don't you?
Neil nods.
Then why don't you do what's right for him? Eh? And not you. Because you know what? That's what good dads are all about. They put themselves second.
Ronnie brings Leo to the ground floor exit. Gareth spots them.
Who's this?
Boys. Thank you. Thank you so much.
Gareth, paramedic's going to take you to hospital just to check Leo over, okay?
Gareth spots Neil being led away in cuffs.
Is that you killed Rick?
You leave him to us. Mr. Wilkes, you just take care of Leo, okay?
MIU HQ. Neil is in interview with Ronnie and Sam.
Ruth reckoned that if we just talked to them, they'd see how serious that we were about getting Leo back.
Well, why didn't you go through the courts?
Because that would have taken forever.
Nothing to do with the previous you've got then, Neil.
What?
Well, Neil, 4 years ago, you assaulted a man after a night out, am I right?
I was drunk, all right, and he was winding me up.
Is that what Mr. Peters was doing?
Neil shuts his eyes.
All I wanted to do was see Leo.
So it didn't wind you up, did it? The fact that Leo, your son, had been adopted by two daddies?
It pissed me off that other people had my boy,
that
yes.
That was Ruth's fault. She gave him away.
She didn't give him away. Social services took him away.
Because she was on drugs.
Ruth?
Well, didn't you ever wonder why her family wanted nothing to do with her?
They had a falling out, I don't know.
And she turned to you? I bet you couldn't believe your luck.
I loved her, all right.
You see? You've got quite a temper. Is that what happened when you saw Leo? You got angry and you lashed out?
No. All I did was pick Leo up. That's it. And then this Mr. Peters, he went mental. He started screaming in my face.
So you hit him to shut him up?
I walked away so Leo wouldn't see what was happening. He followed me and he grabbed my arm. So I pushed him and he fell over.
Well, the pathology report says that Mr. Richard Peters died from a blow to the head, probably a kick.
I mean, I might have caught his lip when I pushed him, but that was it.
All right, what happened after you pushed him?
Neil wipes his face.
You need to tell us the truth.
Where is he?
He's in another room.
Will he get bail?
Why'd you ask?
If he knows I've spoken to you, he'll come after me.
Has Mr. Jenkins come after you before?
He's got a temper. That's why we split up. I thought I could handle it, but I couldn't.
So why would you leave your son with someone like that?
because I didn't have much choice.
Ronnie nods faintly.
Okay, so what went wrong?
It was Neil. Just picked Leo up without asking. I told him to put him down, but he wouldn't. Then Mr. Peters tried to grab him back, but Neil started hitting him, and then he pushed him over.
Go on.
Ruth winces.
That's when he kicked him in the head.
Right, so you are saying that Neil Jenkins kicked Richard Peters in the head?
Said that to teach him a lesson.
Her lips waver.
I only wanted my baby, that is all. I'm so sorry.
Right, that's interview terminated at 18:35. Thank you.
Where are we with forensics?
Oh, we're waiting in this house on both pairs of shoes.
Not your everyday murderer, is she?
Why do you say that? Because she's well-spoken.
Because she's not got previous, unlike him. We've got enough to charge Neil Jenkins with murder, both with kidnapping.
Surely we've got enough to charge Ruth with murder on joint enterprise.
There's not much point. Neil's admitted he pushed him.
Yes, but he's denying delivering the blow to the head. He's claiming self-defense. So unless forensics prove otherwise, it's Neil's word against Ruth's.
Yeah, and hers is the one a jury will believe.
In Henry Sharp's office at the CPS...
Wes is right, as far as I can see. It was Ruth Pendle's idea to go and see Mr. Peters Jenkins who hit him. She could have called for help, but didn't.
You wanted to see me?
Ruth Pendle and Neil Jenkins are being jointly charged with murder.
I told the DI we didn't have a case against them all.
Why?
Well, because Jenkins admitted that he pushed Mr. Peters. He's claiming self-defense, but we can prove otherwise, given what Ruth's told us.
But we can't. Ruth's word isn't admissible until it comes out in evidence in court. What we do know is she led Jenkins there and then fled the scene, leaving a man dead. Unless we have evidence to prove that one of them killed Richard Peters, we go after both. Do you have a problem with that?
No, of course not.
Blonde Kate goes. At the police station...
Ruth Pendle. You're charged with the murder of Richard Peters.
Frowning, Ronnie and Sam watch Ruth led away to the cells.
Do you think she killed him?
Sam, she's a young mum, desperate to be with her kid. Could be capable of anything.
Welcome to United. So glad you signed for us this season.
Yeah, I've heard some good things.
Got a good squad here, Pete. They're really hungry for success.
Yeah, they're certainly hungry.
You said it, Pete.
Make sure you sign for the right team. Virgin Media, now with Sky Sports and BT Sport. Transfer today.
A bedside manner is a concept completely alien to Dr. Ellingham.
Hello?
He's patronising. So while the sun's coming out, and completely disempathetic.
It's not even a word.
It's very well written for a 10-year-old.
Doc Martin. Coming soon on ITV.
There's no mystery to river cruising. Viking River Cruises sponsors mystery dramas on ITV.
Order UK. At the CPS, Henry finds Kate in her office. She stares darkly into the distance. He puts a document in front of her. She ignores him. He leaves the office. Kate quickly gets up and hurries after him.
I want taken off the Pendle case.
Henry turns, surprised.
Why?
Because joint enterprise is a cop-out. We should be trying to prove who did it, not just taking a chance on them both.
The only thing we can prove is that they were acting together.
Oh, this is ridiculous.
Do you know her?
What?
Ruth Pendle, do you know her?
No, of course I don't.
Then why are you so hell-bent on protecting her?
Do you know what? Forget it.
Kate! I have no idea what your issue is, but you will go into that courtroom and you will get the result we want. Is that understood? Kate!
With her back turned, she frowns, then looks round.
Fine.
She's in a meeting room with the defence.
Self-defence? Forensics shows Richard Peters was killed by a blow to the head.
Maybe, but you haven't found a murder weapon, and my client's shoes were clean.
And Mr. Jenkins insists it wasn't him either.
Is he saying Ruth did it, then?
Well, that's not likely.
Sorry, Kate. Whose side are you on?
Mine. So, Lydia, what's your line?
That Neil Jenkins acted alone, whilst Ruth tried to look after her son. She couldn't have known that he was planning to use violence.
So telling Mr. Jenkins that he had a son and then persuading him to go and see Leo had nothing to do with her.
Let's save the arguing for the courtroom, shall we? We're sticking to the charge of murder. For both defendants.
In the pub.
He's driving me mad. I've got the impression he's not your favourite person right now. Yeah, we don't agree on the case.
Why not?
I shouldn't really talk about it. Hey, I know we're on opposite sides, but we're still friends. Just come on, what's up?
They sit at a table.
I just don't think we should be going after Ruth.
Can't argue with you there.
Yeah, but Jake is adamant that he can convince the jury she's guilty of murder.
Really? How? Not daft, Kate. I know he's going to try some dirty trick. What's he going to do? Get her up on the stand and wind her up into a fury?
He is, isn't he? He reckons that if the jury sees she has a temper, they'll also see she could have got angry enough to kill Richard Peters. He's good, Lids.
So am I.
In court, Neil is on the stand.
What happened when Mr. Peters saw you?
He was surprised to see Ruth. He said Leo was their son, and that was that.
And what was Miss Pendle's response to that?
She was angry. I mean, he wouldn't even listen to us. So they started arguing, and I could see that Leo was getting upset. So I went to pick him up out of his pushchair, and Mr. Peters told me to put him back, but I just wanted to comfort my son.
And then what?
He just went mad. Mr. Peters, he started trying to grab at Leo. So I turned away to protect him.
Then what happened?
And then he came at me again. So I pushed him away. And, he fell over.
What was Miss Pendle doing during all of this?
She didn't do anything. I mean, she didn't kick him. Neither of us did. I mean, he must have banged his head when he fell over, but I don't know why Ruth is saying that I kicked him, because she knows that I didn't. I didn't kick him.
Neil looks from Ruth in the dock to his lawyer, Andrew.
Thank you.
Andrew sits and Lydia stands. They both wear white wigs.
Mr. Jenkins, how long were you and Miss Pendle dating before you broke up?
About 6 months.
And how would you describe your relationship?
I loved Ruth.
But Miss Pendle ended it and never told you she was pregnant.
Yeah. Yeah, I didn't know about Leo until a couple of weeks before I saw him.
Why do you think she never told you about him?
M'lady, my client cannot possibly read the mind of Miss Pendle.
Rephrase, please, Miss Smithson.
Would it be fair to say that you and Miss Pendle used to argue?
Sometimes.
You argued daily, didn't you?
I can't remember.
Arguments of such a scale that she was terrified of you.
Look, I never hit her.
I'm not suggesting that you did, Mr. Jenkins. There's no need to get angry.
Neil eyes the jury.
On the night Miss Pendle left, did you have an argument?
We might have, yeah.
You might have. Could that be why she might not have told you about the baby? Because she didn't want you to know. Because she knew you had a temper and she didn't want her unborn child to ever have to see that.
No, that's
no
not
further
how...
questions.
Lydia sits. Neil looks furtive.
Keep going like this, they'll stitch each other up.
Jake stands.
Would you say you're of average build, Mr. Jenkins?
What?
What height are you? 6 foot?
I'm 5'11".
You say you were worried about Mr. Peters hurting you and your son, hence you pushed him in self-defense. Is that correct?
Yeah, it is.
Mr. Peters was 5'6" and of slight build. Are we really to believe you thought he could hurt you?
He was going mad, like he was shouting at me
but
and...
Surely you could have dealt with that. In fact, that's exactly what you did 4 years ago when a man shouted at you in the street. You attacked him, didn't you?
Look, I've already been through this with Mr. Linton.
I know, but what Mr. Linton conveniently forgot to tell the court is that the man you attacked was gay.
But that's not why I pushed him. That's not why I pushed him. It's not why I pushed him.
No further questions.
Jake sits down.
One down, one to go.
In the foyer.
Don't assume you'll have such an easy time with Ruth tomorrow.
I can't see her posing too many problems.
Really? Not sure she'll snap quite as easily as you think.
Pardon?
I know about your little plan. To wind up Ruth, get her angry, show the jury her temper, which in your world makes her capable of murder.
Kate.
Once a defence barrister, always a defence barrister.
What the hell did you think you were playing at?
She worked it out for herself.
With a little help from you.
I'm sorry, all right? I thought I could trust her.
Loyalties don't exist in our world, Kate. Lydia told me to try and undermine me, make me question what else she knows.
Jake's right. You fell straight into a trap.
Look, you both know that I don't agree with prosecuting Ruth for murder.
So of all the people to tell, you chose Ruth Pendle's barrister.
Because we're good mates. We were in the same chambers for 5 years.
Oh, it clearly counts for nothing.
You crossed a line, Kate. A line which could jeopardise this trial.
I knew it was a risk taking you on.
Kate scowls.
What's that supposed to mean?
That Lydia's right. Wants a defence barrister.
Oh, don't be ridiculous.
Jake storms out and Henry walks away, leaving Kate standing alone. A night. Kate sits in her office sipping from a bottle of beer. There's an empty pizza box on the desk. Ronnie arrives at the open door with a file in his hand.
I didn't know you lot did late shifts.
What are you doing here?
I was just dropping off some files. What's your excuse?
Just going over Neil Jenkins' notes, see if there's anything we've missed.
Right. I saw Jake at the court. We were talking about the case, and he said you had a problem with it.
Look at this one. Mm-hmm. Blood marks on Neil Jenkins' shoes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I mean, surely we can argue that they're from kicking Mr. Peters.
Well, you can, but then the defence will argue the fact that the blood may have splashed onto the shoe when Mr. Peters got hit from his wound, eh?
You sound like Jake.
She goes to put a book back. Ronnie spots a framed photo on her desk.
Is that your sister?
Yeah.
I bet you miss her, eh?
What?
She looks awkward. Ronnie smiles and sits down.
You know what, Kate? A few weeks back, I had to go through missing persons reports for young women and came across an Elizabeth Barker.
It's Beth.
Kate sits back down.
Yeah, well, Beth. Said in the report that she lived in Manchester and now thought to be living somewhere in London. History of drug abuse. Yeah. And the contact details on the form were for Kate Barker.
Why didn't you say anything?
I didn't need to. Not until now, anyway. So, is that why you've got an issue with the case? Because it might be a bit too close to home?
Spot the detective.
Well, I'd like to think sometimes that I get it right.
Did you also read that she had a baby taken away?
Yeah, I did.
And I assume Jake doesn't know.
Like he'd care.
Well, that's a bit harsh, don't you think?
No, no, what is harsh, Ronnie, is what happened to Ruth. The system didn't help her when she needed it, and now we're left mopping up their mess. You know, if she hadn't got pregnant, she never would have been noticed.
Is that what happened to your sister?
Beth started hanging around with this gang after school. It turned out the lad she fancied was into drugs. So, I guess she was trying to impress him. But instead of helping her, Mum just stuck her head in the sand and Dad kicked her out.
And where did she go?
In the streets. Now, she tried to get help from the social, but they didn't want to know. No, not until she got pregnant. And then when the baby was born, they took her away. I haven't heard from her since. I call her mobile all the time just to hear her voice on the answer phone.
Yeah. Wow. I wonder what she'd do, your sister, if she had the chance to get her baby back, eh?
Oh, whatever it takes. You know, I remember the day she said goodbye to her for the last time. She cried so hard. It was like her daughter had died.
Yeah, I bet. That must have been what it was like for Ruth, eh?
Oh, finally, someone gets what I've been saying.
Kate, that's not what I mean. I sympathise with Ruth's plight, I really do. And you've just said yourself, your sister would do whatever it takes to get her child back. So, why can't the same apply to Ruth Pendle?
He raises his eyebrows and smiles faintly. In the barrister's chambers at the courthouse, Jake takes his white wig from a small round black case. Frowning darkly, he shrugs his black robes into place. He doesn't look round as Kate arrives.
You're late.
Do you want me in court?
Can you put your opinions on one side and do the job in hand?
Yeah.
Stitch me up like that again, you won't get another chance.
He glowers, then heads for the door.
And tidy yourself up. I don't want the judge seeing my assistant looking a mess.
I'm not your assistant.
Today you're anything I tell you to be.
Kate's beside Jake in the courtroom. Ruth is on the stand, facing Lydia.
I needed Neil to help me get Leo back.
And why was that?
I didn't put him on the birth certificate, which meant he could fight the adoption.
So you didn't want to be in a relationship with him?
No.
Can you tell the court why not?
I knew it wouldn't work. We used to argue all the time, and sometimes he got angry.
Angry? How?
Shouting. And sometimes I thought he was going to hit me.
M'lady, is this relevant?
I'm demonstrating to the court that my client's only intentions were to be reunited with her child. So desperate was she to do that she asked for the help of a man she was scared of.
M'lady, we are not making closing speeches just yet.
Get to the point, Miss Smithson.
How did Mr. Jenkins react when Mr. Peters started coming at him?
He lashed out.
What do you mean by that?
I shouted at him to stop and tried to grab Leo, but he wouldn't listen.
And then what happened?
Neil pushed Mr. Peters really hard and he hit the ground. He tried to get up again, so Neil kicked him in the head.
You saw Mr. Jenkins kick him?
Yes.
From the dock, Neil stares at Ruth, frowning. Lydia sits down, looking at the jury.
We'll take a short adjournment.
All rise.
Everyone stands. As people file from the courtroom, Kate frowns. She bends down and takes off one of her beige UGG boots. She studies it, then looks thoughtful. She catches up with Jake.
Jake. What if I got it wrong?
Sorry?
If Neil's the only one who can contest the adoption order, why would Ruth make sure he got found guilty? Because if he goes to prison, there's no hope of that happening.
Which she obviously knows.
Exactly. But if she goes along with his story of self-defense, there's a small chance the jury might find them not guilty.
But it's a big risk. The pathologist's report shows that Mr. Peters was killed by a blunt force to the head. Most likely outcome is a guilty verdict for both.
Unless Ruth points the finger firmly at Neil and removes any evidence implicating herself.
In the courtroom.
How long had you been taking drugs before you got pregnant?
A few years.
And did Mr. Jenkins share the same pastime?
No, he'd never touched them.
What did Mr. Jenkins say when he found out?
Neil shuts his eyes.
Miss Pendle?
He didn't know.
You lied to him?
Yes.
You must be very good at lying to have kept not only your drug use from Mr. Jenkins, but also the fact that you were pregnant. How do we know you're not lying now?
What?
How do we know you're not lying about the day Mr. Peters was killed?
It was him, I swear.
Jake watches Ruth closely.
What size shoe are you, Miss Pendle?
Sorry?
My lady.
Answer the question, please.
5.
So why were the shoes the police removed from you at the time of your arrest a size 7? In fact, if the jury look at the shoes on the CCTV image from Miss Pendle at the home of Mr. Peters, and then at the shoes forensics photographed, you'll see that they're different. I appreciate, to the untrained eye, they might look the same, but thankfully I have an unhealthy obsession with trainers. I never did come to terms with heels. But you'll notice that there's a very thin white stripe on the trainers in the CCTV image, yet it's vanished by the time Miss Pendle's arrested on the same day. Can you explain that?
The photo must have something on it.
I think we both know the real answer. You swapped trainers with those of Lisa Longwood, the woman whose home you were found at. And I think you swapped those trainers because you knew that forensics would find traces of Mr. Peters' DNA on yours from where you'd kicked him.
That's ridiculous.
Neil watches Ruth and shakes his head, incredulous. Andrew glances at Lydia, then at Ruth. In the gallery, Gareth sits behind Sue Pendle.
What was it like the day you gave Leo up?
Pardon?
Tell us about it. Help us to understand what you've been through.
Watery-eyed, Ruth's chin wavers up and down gently.
Social services came to my mother's to get him. I remember holding him in my arms for the last time. I'd just given him a bath and he smelled all clean. I told him that his mummy loved him. And one day I see him again.
And that's why you wanted him back?
Yes.
So badly that you'd do anything.
He's my son.
So badly that you wouldn't let anyone stand in your way.
He belongs with me.
No. He belongs with his parents. Gareth Wilkes and Richard Peters. Only he's lost one of those now, hasn't he? You've made sure of that.
No.
You waited until Mr. Jenkins had left with Leo, and then you kicked Mr. Peters in the head.
I didn't.
You wanted to make sure that he never took your baby boy away again, didn't
you? That's not what happened.
You're his mom, Ruth. Didn't you love him enough to fight for him?
Yes, of course I did.
Yeah, of course you did. You were prepared to let Neil Jenkins believe that he killed Richard Peters when he pushed him. Prepared to lie under oath so that you got off. You switched trainers with those of Lisa Longwood, knowing that yours would prove you kicked Mr. Peters in the head. In fact, you were prepared to do whatever it takes, weren't you, Ruth?
A vein throbs in the centre of Ruth's forehead as she trembles and shakes on the stand. She looks round desperately at Neil, who's open-mouthed. Ruth hangs her head. Jake watches her, frowning. Lydia smiles ruefully in her seat.
No further questions.
Kate sits down next to Jake, who glances at her, still frowning. Kate's eyes rove. Crown v. Jenkins and Pendle. The verdict, Thursday, 16th of May.
On the count of murder of Richard Peters, How'd you find the defendant, Neil Jenkins?
Not guilty.
On the count of murder, how'd you find the defendant, Ruth Pendle?
Guilty.
In the dock, Neil is open-mouthed. He looks round in astonishment. In the gallery, Sue Pendle hangs her head and grimaces. Ruth's eyes rove and she looks down. Lydia glances at Kate with a half-smile. In the courthouse's grand hallway, Jake and Kate walk side by side.
How on earth did you figure out the trainer thing?
Like I said, unhealthy obsession. But I'm sorry for being such a pain.
You're forgiven. Just...
Kate!
Ronnie gives her a piece of paper.
Oh yes, something I should know.
Plenty, Jake. There's plenty. Can I get you a drink?
Kate opens the piece of paper and finds an address for her sister Beth. She looks up as Ronnie glances back. The characters and events in this film are entirely fictitious, and any similarity between them and actual characters or events is entirely coincidental. Audio description by Deluxe.